Hi, this is Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is bringing children into the family business. In my work with entrepreneurs and business owners, there are quite divergent views about whether to bring children into the family business, whether they are young adults or even at any stage. Some say never and others have a desire to perpetuate the family association with the business. There are cases for both. Of course, rationality plays into it, and so does the family legacy. In my own case, I had to work through many of the issues because our family had a pastoral, or what is known as a cattle ranching business, which I eventually managed for a number of years. I enjoyed it from a business perspective, but ultimately did not have the passion to make it a lifelong endeavour. My brother was not interested at all. The big issue is, do the children want to be involved in the business? Then importantly, what is their passion for the business? On one side, it is wrong to force the children into something they do not want to be part of. However, it is also wrong to deny them the opportunity. Often parents do not want the children in the business to avoid family problems by not mixing family and business. I believe each case needs to be looked at on its merits. The starting point should be the DNA of the family members and also the DNA of the family itself and the DNA of the business. By looking at the question from the inside out, then the answer will soon be apparent. If the children have a very strong passion for the business, then the next issue of how they are involved should be looked at. Who can blame them if the business has been discussed around the dinner table every night for 20 plus years? In considering the involvement of the children, their aptitudes and abilities need to be examined. Passion is one important aspect, having the capability is another. Often this will come down to the role they play in the business, certainly at the start. Thrusting them into a leadership role without experience and knowledge could be a disaster. Protocols need to be put in place for evaluation and determining their place on merit. Overall, a family governance structure will be needed which properly regulates decision making. The decision-making structure needs to be separate for the family, investments and the business. They are all quite different areas. A key part of this will be the involvement of the children in the business.